You're about to listen to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Short interviews with high school seniors about what they want to do after high school, as well as the memories they made during high school.
We're here with Bennett Hinkle, a senior into the spotlight in graduation. You ready for it?
Oh yeah, I've been waiting 4 years for this moment.
And what are your plans following graduation?
Well, I've listed a few schools to go to, and I'm going to try to narrow it down by the end of this month and hopefully go out of state somewhere.
All right, what are your choices?
I've listed a few in Utah, Idaho, North Dakota, and all over, really.
All right, and any idea what you want to study?
Something to do with business. I'm not sure what, but I'm going to go in business undecided.
What are some of the things that you did in high school, extracurricular activities, or even in the community that really shaped you as a person?
I'd have to say the biggest would be basketball. That has helped me get through the 4 years and made me who I am today.
All right, and what is it about a sport? You know, what are some of the traits that you got from that?
It just made me a better person overall and made me respect others.
Now, do you expect, you've done a lot of athletics, so do you expect that to be a part of who you are as you graduate?
Yes and no. I don't really expect to play basketball competitively after high school, but I will be like doing intramurals and stuff and hopefully do some of that stuff.
All right, and any advice for young kids?
Subscribe to PewDiePie.
Our next senior into the spotlight is Destiny Gray. A senior, how are you feeling about that?
Very excited. I've been waiting 4 years for this.
And you've had plans set for a long time. Tell everyone about them.
For the longest time, I wanted to be a pediatric surgeon, but I have changed my plans, and now I'm going to be a nurse practitioner.
And why the medical field?
I have always been interested in medicine. I've always been interested in how your body works and all its tweaks and stuff.
And you did not wait till high school got over to start that plan. Tell us what you're doing now to that goal.
Right now I'm taking a CNA class, and I will be graduating with that class and my certification in May, and then I'll be working at the Providence Hospital. Then after that, I will be going to Fairbanks and getting all my prerequisites for my bachelor's degree in nursing.
How do you explain your drive? You got a lot of it.
I've always been very motivated. Whenever I'm determined in something, I never give up.
And what are you going to miss most about Valdez High School?
The people. I really am going to miss the friends. It's nice being in a small community. I used to live in a big school, and it's more homier. Everyone's friendlier. I'm going to miss that.
Do you have any advice for young kids?
Never give up. Take the opportunities you have. The CNA class I'm taking right now, since I'm still in high school taking it, the tuition is completely free. Take your opportunities while you can.
How about mentors or people who have guided you along the way? Any particular teachers or people in the community come to mind?
I've had many mentors. Miss Major, she's a big mentor. Mr. Woodgate, the Randalls, Ruthie Knight and Alan Sorum. They have helped us a bunch. Everyone has been very helpful to me this year.
Thanks for listening to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. And an even bigger thank you to our sponsors, Arts Design, Prospector, Innovations Hair Design, Polar Tankers, Glacier Automotive, First National Bank Alaska, Valdez Native Tribe, Sound Realty, Edison Schwest, North Pacific Fuel, Alaska Halibut House, Valdez Senior Center, Laborers Local 341, Valdez Office Supply, and Haltness Equipment.